is tied up into a
bundle,
and the bundles are piled up into a
stack.
And talk about how much wheat you raised. You might say we raised 40, what?
Bushels.
Huh?
Bushels.
Okay. What do you have to do with the oats to separate the grain from the rest of it?
Thrash it.
Okay. So you say that oats, what, thrash? Oats?
Have been thrashed.
And there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us. You could say we'll have to do it, or another way of saying that.
We will do it.
Or would you say me and you have to do it, or you and
you
I?
You and I.
Huh?
You and I.
You think you'd ever say me and you?
Maybe.
What if you call about some man in yourself? You say,
I call his name by name.
Well, would you ever say he and I, or me and him have to do it?
I'd say he and I.
Okay. So he doesn't want just you or just me for that job. He wants
both of us.
And you know, if you knock at the door and somebody asks who's there, you know that they'll recognize your voice. You might answer, it's
me.
Huh?
It's me.
And if I ask you, was that John at the door? You say, yeah, that was
John.
Or if you don't call his name, that was...
Yeah, that was him.
Huh?
Him.
Okay, and if it's a woman, that was...
Her.
And if it's two people.
That was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Or I'm not as tall...
As he is.
And he can do that better...
Than I.
And if you had been to New Mexico and hadn't gone any more west than that, you say New Mexico is...
As far as I have been.
Or it's the what west I've ever been?
Well, it's the northwest.
Huh?
That's north of it.
Okay, or it's... If you hadn't gone any more west, you'd say it's what west
this
I've ever
been. This is far.
Okay. And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's...
Yours.
Okay.
Not mine.